Welcome to Freely Written, where a simple prompt leads to a little unplanned fiction. Hi friends, I'm Susan Quilty, and today's prompt is Infinity Plus One. Today's prompt was inspired by a virtual yoga class, in a sort of roundabout way. I take a weekly virtual yoga class with my friend Gretchen Schutte. She's great, and you can learn about her yoga and meditation offerings at peaceinthepause.com. In this class, Gretchen asked everyone to grab a strap for some shoulder work. We only needed a short strap or towel, so I used my infinity strap, which is a cotton band sewn in an infinity, or figure eight, shape. When we were chatting after class, I mentioned that I was about to go write a podcast story. The infinity strap was right there, and a prompt was found. While the story rapidly tumbled into my mind with the idea of infinity plus one, I wrote it using my usual freely written process. As a reminder, that means I sat down with the prompt and let myself write whatever might come up, with no planning and very little editing. And now, I'll share that story with you. Infinity Plus One. I love cinnamon toast. Tanya licked cinnamon and sugar from her buttery fingers and rolled her eyes in delight. Sugar sparkled at the corners of her mouth and in the crumbs spread across the table. Cinnamon toast is my favorite toast ever. Dee Dee practically swooned as she draped across the table after her next bite. It's my favorite anything ever, Tanya announced, determined to top her older sister. Their mother, Sarah, saw where this was going and busied herself with some dishes at the sink. I love cinnamon toast to infinity, Dee Dee said with grave confidence as she took another bite of the sugar and cinnamon encrusted bread. Tanya lit up. Dee Dee had recently taught her about loving something to infinity, and her friends had given her something better. Now was her chance to try it out. I love cinnamon toast to infinity plus one. Tanya emphasized the last two words, beaming from ear to ear. Dee Dee smiled sweetly, glanced at her sister out of the side of her eyes, and calmly said, I love cinnamon toast to infinity plus infinity. Tanya's mouth fell open. You can't do that! She didn't know why Dee Dee couldn't do that, but she was sure she couldn't. Yes, I can. Dee Dee reached for her second triangle of toast and took an ecstatic bite, confident that she had proven she loved cinnamon toast the best. No, Tanya insisted. Infinity is all the numbers. You can only plus one to them. You can't add infinity to them. Yes, I can, Dee Dee repeated. I'm adding all the numbers to all the numbers. That's more than all the numbers plus one number. From the sink, Sarah pressed her lips together to keep from interfering. She watched Tanya carefully to see how this might play out. Tanya finished her first triangle of toast quietly and reached for another. She chewed thoughtfully, ignoring Dee Dee's smirk of pride. Suddenly, Tanya sat taller and held her toast in the air like a trophy. I love cinnamon toast to infinity times infinity. It was Dee Dee's turn to be outraged. You can't do that! Yes, I can, Tanya told her. If you can add all the numbers to all the numbers, then I can times all the numbers by all the numbers. And timesing numbers makes bigger numbers than plussing numbers. Right, Mama? Sarah contained her smile as she looked between her two daughters. Well, we say multiplying, not timesing, and adding, not plussing, Sarah began slowly. I knew that. Dee Dee smirked while using her buttery fingertip to dab crumbs off the table. Sarah ignored Dee Dee and continued, And multiplying does make larger numbers than adding. See? Tanya beamed and took another bite, smearing more sugar across her face. But, both girls looked up expectantly while Sarah weighed how much she wanted to say about the concept of infinity. Yeah? Dee Dee prompted. Well, you can't really make infinity bigger by adding one or any other number to it, or by adding or multiplying it by itself, because infinity is already the biggest it can be. Tanya opened her mouth to argue, but couldn't find any words. So I do love Cinnamon Toast the most, Dee Dee crowed. I said I love it to infinity, and that's the biggest it can be. Tears came into Tanya's eyes, and Sarah glowered at Dee Dee. Why does everything have to be a competition? Sarah shook her head and put her arms around Tanya's shoulders. Isn't it enough that you both love Cinnamon Toast? I can't help it if I'm bigger and I love things more than Tanya can. Dee Dee defended herself, only making Sarah and Tanya frown more deeply. Isn't there anything bigger than infinity? Tanya asked softly, holding back tears. Sarah sighed, digging into her grad school mathematics for something that would wipe the smirk from Dee Dee's face. Well, that depends. Dee Dee, do you love Cinnamon Toast to an infinity of natural numbers? Dee Dee cocked her head to one side and hesitantly agreed. Sarah whispered something into Tanya's ear, bringing an uncertain smile to her face. She glanced at her mom, then said, I love Cinnamon Toast to an infinity of real numbers. Okay, Sarah said briskly. Tanya wins. She headed back to the sink as Dee Dee screeched, What? How does Tanya win? Sarah began filling a pan with soapy water as she said, Infinity is the largest set of numbers you can have, but infinity can be a different size depending on whether you have an infinity of natural numbers or an infinity of real numbers, because real numbers include rational and irrational numbers, while natural numbers only include rational numbers. What? Both girls looked at each other, then back at Sarah as if she'd lost her mind. That sounds crazy! Dee Dee and Tanya both started laughing. As crazy as arguing over who loves Cinnamon Toast more instead of just enjoying your Cinnamon Toast? Sarah asked. I guess that is kind of silly, Dee Dee admitted. It's okay if you love Cinnamon Toast more than me, Tanya said graciously. I'm just happy I get Cinnamon Toast. Me too, Dee Dee agreed. And maybe you do love Cinnamon Toast more than me. Or maybe it doesn't matter. They exchanged a smile, and Sarah grinned to herself. Hey, Mom, Dee Dee asked sweetly, since we both love Cinnamon Toast so much, can we each have one more piece? Sarah rolled her eyes, then asked, How about you share a piece? Yes, please. The girls happily agreed, and peace was restored. The end. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's story. I am not a mathematician, and this story had no planning, so hopefully I'm not too far off on what I think I remember about infinity. If you want to correct me or just say hello, you can reach me through social media or my website, susanquilty.com. Links are in the show notes. You can also learn about my novels and other projects at my website, or look me up wherever you buy books. While this podcast is a fun side project, I'd love for you to check out my novels, which are written with careful planning and extensive editing. Until next time, try a little free writing of your own. Let go of any planning and see where your imagination takes you.